It's ready to go. So it's good to get a chance to get back down here. You know, it's my sixth year down here. I'm familiar with the area. I'm familiar with what goes on in training camp. I know what to expect. So, you know, let's start football.
Schematically, talk about the offense. What's being new? Anything new this year that you can touch on? And just how's the offense flowing so far?
Well, you know, it's not that much. It's not that many new things due to Shermer already being basically the OC starting last year. So there's not that many new things that we have to learn. We just have to be able to just go out and do the things that he want done consistently. That's the biggest thing right now.
How big of a deal is it that Sam is down here? That it's not the craziness of last year that he gets here and starts a game 10 or 11 days later?
You know, everybody loves being comfortable. So, you know, Sam, we get a chance to get out here with Sam and catch passes in training camp, and Sam gets a chance to throw to us, and we all get a chance to, you know, learn the plays and all the ins and outs of the plays. So, you know, just us getting comfortable as an offense and us being comfortable with Sam now and getting an extra, you know, full 2 weeks of work with Sam.
Did you get any work in with him down in Oklahoma or anywhere?
You know, we didn't get a chance to get together this offseason, but I'm sure we'll be together in the offseason sometime.
You worked a lot with Teddy, obviously, speaking over there. I know he's starting up, but in theory, he could come off. How does that dynamic work when you obviously have Sam, but part of you probably is thinking, man, I wouldn't mind having Teddy throw it to me again.
You know, two is better than one if in this situation, if you ask me. It's a crazy league in the NFL, and anybody can go down at any time. So, you know, just say, for instance, Sam does go down. But I have full confidence in Taylor and also Case to come in and do the job. But then I also, I know what Teddy can do also. So, you know, just having the quarterbacks that we have, it's been great. And it's been a great time working with each quarterback.
Darius, CJ Ham makes the transition to fullback. How can he add that physical component, and can you touch on what he's added in that position?
You know, CJ is a big physical guy. So he does bring the physicality of a fullback, but he also brings the mindset of a running back. He understands what running backs are looking for, and he also can run the ball itself. So, you know, you get somebody who can do all the things that he does as far as, you know, like I say, run blocking. He can also run the ball. He's a smart guy. He can pass block. He just brings a lot to that position.
Upgrade the offensive line. How does that feel to get two new acquisitions in Rimmers and Reed?
You know, I'm very familiar with Rimmers. I've played with him already a couple years ago, but I don't know too much about Reef. I know he's a great guy, and I learned a lot about him here in the next couple weeks.
You said Mankato is the start of football season. Well, this is your last year here. What does this place mean to you, and what does the future look like for training camp?
Well, you know, the future looks bright just due to what they're building and, you know, what we're going to be in next year. But as far as, you know, leaving Mankato, it's a sad deal knowing that we won't get to come down here. I know the Vikings helped Mankato out a lot as far as sales and things like that. So it's going to be kind of sad to, you know, not see us helping them as much as we usually do. But it's also good for us to, you know, get a facility built like what's being built.
Jerry, do you feel like you're flying under the radar a little bit? Like, you know, production-wise, the numbers weren't there last year, but you think about your production 2014, 2015. Do you feel like you're flying under the radar right now a little bit?
You know, you bring up last year production. That wasn't my fault. So I'm going to start by saying that. Anytime I got a chance to play, I produce. I did what I've always done. So, you know, flying under the radar, I love flying under the radar. You know, if people don't expect things out of you and you go and do things people don't expect, it wows them. But it's not exciting for me because I know what I can do and I know I'm used to doing these things. So, you know, me, one day at a time, I'm come out here and give my all to become a better player each and every day. And not think about flying under the radar or anything like that.
Do you have like a chip on your shoulder, though? You use motivation that people are saying, yeah, you know, will Jerry make the 53-man roster?
Exactly. I love hearing it. You know, I know, like I tell y'all this all the time. You can stop me if I'm wrong. I know what type of player I am. I know I can be a playmaker for this team or any other team in the NFL. So, you know, will he make the 53-man roster? Like, a lot of idiots, honestly, if you ask me. This is my sixth year. You don't make it 6 years by accident. You know, it's just been a great time working with Zim, and you know, his fire. I love Zim's fire and the fire he brings to the team. And, you know, he holds us to a higher standard. And each and every year, each and every week, you know, he watches film, he studies film, he sees film and things like that. So he understands, you know, oh, sorry about that. He understands offense and defense, and he's steadily getting a bigger understanding for it. So, you know, for him just to be able to coach us up on offense is kind of crazy sometimes.
No team that's hosted the Super Bowl has ever made it. How much of a nugget is that for you guys this year to try and make it in the season you're hosting?
You know, this is what you play the game for, to make it to the Super Bowl. So as far as, you know, being able to play at home and, you know, I don't think it gives us any extra motivation because, you know, I'm already motivated to win the Super Bowl, no matter where it's at, you know. So, and I think my players are the same way. You got